That's reporter Lindsay Smith, who joins us now from Grand Rapids. First of all, really solid work there, Lindsay. You're to be congratulated. So how'd you find out about this, or how did it become evident that there were uncertified teachers at this new charter school system in Muskegon Heights?
Well, Lester, I had a teacher tip me off, a certified teacher who had concerns that a colleague of theirs was not certified, and I had some Freedom of Information Act requests from the series that I did in January, and I started poking around a little bit, and it was pretty clear within the first 5-10 minutes that I either had really bad record keeping or something that I should look at further. So that's where I got it from.
Now, Mosaica, who's running the schools in Muskegon Heights, supposed to be a shiny example of how privatization of the schools would work, seems not following the law kind of puts a tarnish on that. What kind of a reaction are we hearing from the education community at large?
I'm not super surprised by the reaction. You have people who are part of teachers unions and, in the public education world that are thrilled to see this kind of a thing. They were thrilled to see that 1 in 4 teachers quit when I broke that in late November at the same school district. So that's sort of an obvious response. But I've also heard from just today from some people who work at the company or whose family members work at the company, and there's some larger, I don't know how to say it, but there's some issues there that they're concerned about that they also think I should be looking into. Some of these things don't surprise me. I mean, setting up the school district in less than 5 weeks was a huge, huge ask. The company itself will say that it was really tough and that it's been tough to find teachers, to retain teachers, teachers that are certified, that are highly qualified. Certain areas, especially special education, they've been looking for those kinds of teachers for months. So those are some of the reactions that I've got just today.
I'm wondering if you talked to any parents and what their reaction might have been.
I haven't heard from any parents yet today. I can't say right now. I will say that, in the past, some of the stuff that's come out, it goes both ways. So parents are concerned. Obviously, they want, what's best for their kids. But they also don't like being the focus of negative attention and sort of worry that, in general, bad talk about Muskegon Heights in the school district reflects poorly on their kids. And I understand that too. They're trying to do what's best for their kids. They may not be in the best situation to put their kids, in schools of choice or that kind of a thing. So it's kind of a tough spot for them. Although I will say that a number of parents have sort of tipped me off to some things that I've looked in the past as well. So that they are concerned.
We just, as we just heard in your report, some teachers were hired without teacher certification. They did get certified since, but others have not. What will happen with those teachers who have yet to be certified?
Those teachers, that aren't certified they did tell me that there are some that are not certified that are in the classroom. That is illegal, technically. But at the same time, they have had problems finding teachers, retaining teachers, that sort of a thing. They do have a lot of long-term subs, and in the moment right now, they're working to make sure that they get all of those teachers certified. There is a way to get emergency permits through the state that I think that's going to be an option for them to make sure that the teachers that they have that are good teachers that are a lot of these teachers are qualified to teach. They just hadn't technically gotten certified yet.
Maybe certified in another state, but not Michigan.
Correct. Yeah. Or had the right education, but sort of never followed through and got the certification.
I understand Mosaica's argument that they had a very short time to put a school district together. It was a tough, tough job. But they signed contracts, as you said, and they knew that some of these teachers weren't certified. But shifting the blame and saying, well, we expected them to get certified in time without verifying that they were certified. Where does that leave Mosaica?
I wish I could answer that question in an informative way. The problem is that the school board really holds the authority to do anything. Also, the emergency manager, in this case, Don Weatherspoon. And neither the school board, the charter school board, or the emergency manager have responded to this information in any way yet. So it just may be too soon to say.
All right. Lindsay Smith is our reporter in Western Michigan. Thanks very much. What a great report. Appreciate the time.
Thanks, Lester.
In other news around the state, Michigan Attorney General Bill Schuette is appealing the dismissal of conspiracy charges against two former aides to a Detroit area congressman accused in an election scandal. Schuette filed this claim today with the Michigan Court of Appeals following the January 18th dismissal of the charges against Don Yao Chuang and Paul Sewald. The aides to former U.S. Representative Thaddeus McCotter were sentenced that day in Wayne County Circuit Court to probation and community service on other charges. The conspiracy charge is a felony, and it carries up to 5 years in prison. The men and two others were accused last year in the scandal involving bogus petition signatures. McCotter didn't make the ballot and quit Congress after July, after nearly 10 years, rather than finish his term. Coming up, according to a study by the Center for Michigan, the majority of Michiganders think our teachers aren't prepared for the classroom and want our teachers to be held more accountable. We'll have more on that discussion coming up next on Stateside.